金鹰服务员聆听，今天是2019年12月25日，我们荣幸地邀请到了开昌的三位为我们继续讲解圣典博加瓦坛，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna. Christmas is kind of unknown, although there's more Christians in China than there are in Europe. They say in homage they care about Christmas. So we're on 11th canto, chapter 7, is it?
Yes.
And what verse?
Verse 9.
Pretty good, we got this far only by once a week. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yasmad Yuktendriya Gramo.
Tasma Yuktendriya Gramo.
Yukta Chitta Idam Jagat. Atmani Shashva Vitatam.
Atmani Shashva Vitatam.
Atmanam Mayadishvare.
Atmanam Mayadishvare.
Tasmat Yuktendriya Gramo.
Tasmat Yuktendriya Gramo.
Yukta Chitta Idam Jagat.
Yukta Chitta Idam Jagat.
Atmani Kshashva Vitatam.
Atmani Kshashva Vitatam.
Atmanam Mayadishvare. Someone else?
Tasmat Yuktendriya Gramo.
Tasmat Yuktendriya Gramo. Yukta Chitta Idam Jagat. Atmani Chashva Vitatam. Atmanam Mayadishvare. Okay, Tasmat, therefore.
Tasmat, insert.
Yukta, having brought under control.
置于控制之下.
Indriya Grama, all the senses.
一切感官.
Yukta, also subduing.
也遏制了.
Chitta, your mind.
你们的心意.
This.
这.
Jagat, world.
世界.
Atmani, in the individual soul.
在个体灵魂之内.
Ikshashva, you should see.
应当看到.
Vitatam, spread out.
延展.
Of his material enjoyment.
作为他物质享乐的实体。
Atmanam. And that individual soul.
以及那个体灵魂。
That individual soul.
那个体灵魂。
Mayi. In me.
在我之中。
Adishwari. Supreme controller.
至尊控制者。
Therefore, bringing your senses under control and thus subduing the mind, you should see the entire world is situated within the self, who is expanded everywhere, and you should also see this individual soul within me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yeah, even.
你要控制你的所有感官，以此征服心意。你应该稳出自我之中，看到自我遍及整个世界。你应该看到这个体自我在我至尊人格守神之中。
The word vittatam or widely expanded implies that the individual jiva soul is present throughout the material universe. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states nitya sarvagata, the individual soul is eternal and expanded everywhere throughout the material and spiritual world.
单词 vittatam 遍及遍布意味着个体吉瓦灵魂遍及物质宇宙，同时主 Krishna 在《佛家梵歌》Bhagavad Gita 2.4 中说 Nitya Sarvagata 个体灵魂永恒存在，遍及物质和灵性世界。
Okay. So that doesn't mean that each individual soul is all pervading like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It means that there are souls everywhere.
这并不等于说每个个体灵魂都是遍存万有的，只是说个体灵魂它无处不在。
But Krishna, the Supreme Lord, has expanded his potency everywhere. So we should not think that the individual soul is all pervading.
Krishna, 至尊性格神首，他是遍存万有的，但是我们不要以为个体灵魂也是遍存万有的。
Now this verse is saying that the whole material world is created to facilitate the conditioned souls who want to enjoy separate from Krishna.
这个世界的大意就是说，这个物质宇宙的创造是为了协助帮助那些想要来享受的个体灵魂。
They're trying to exploit the external energy of the Lord, but their control over the material world is illusory. They don't really have any, but they think that they're the controllers.
这些受条件性的灵魂，他们试图要享受物质世界，他们自以为能够控制主的外在能量，但事实上他们却反而被控制着。
So that's what we learn in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 7. Krishna says, Bhumirapa Lobayu Kamanu Virevacha Ankara Iti Ami Bhanipakata, that there's the different elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Then it says that there's another energy, which is all the souls who are maintaining and trying to exploit the material world.
所以在《佛教梵歌》第七章，主 Krishna 说，这个物质宇宙它是由土、水、火、空气、态，构成，这些元素构成，但是还有另外一个元素，那就是个体灵魂。
Both the material nature and the conditioned living energy are energies of the Lord, and they exist within the Supreme Lord and are under his control. And Krishna explains that again and again in Bhagavad Gita.
主 Krishna 在《佛教梵歌》一而再、再而三的反复强调，这个物质宇宙这些外在能量都是在至尊主的控制之下。
So the living entity, we are actually meant for the pleasure of the Lord, servants of the Lord.
所以个体灵魂他们都是主的仆人而已。
But as soon as we get absorbed in material gratification, we cannot experience Krishna.
但是我们如果专注于物质的好处的话，我们就体验不到主 Krishna.
The mind body is to stop all sense activity. Don't think, don't see anything, don't hear anything. But that cannot be done permanently.
马哈巴蒂假象中他们试图不想也不去听也不去看，但是他们是不能停止所有这些感官活动的。
The bhakti is special because we can engage all the senses in Krishna's service.
Bhakti 奉爱服是独一无二的，因为我们可以将所有感官都用于奉献服务。
Especially hearing, you can hear the holy name of the Lord, you can hear the pastimes, and you can see the form of the Lord.
尤其是聆听，我们可以聆听主的圣名，聆听主的消失光，我们可以看看主。
That when we have loving devotion to Krishna, then we can, Krishna will give us that.
是只有怀着对主的奉爱，主 Krishna 才可以把这将这一切赐予我们。
So this part of the Bhagavatam is teaching Uddhava, and it's for everyone's benefit.
就主 Krishna 教对 Uddhava 的教导是为了每个人的好处。
Well, now so many people are getting great benefit from hearing the Bhagavad Gita and hearing Bhagavatam.
现在有众多的人都通过不加梵歌、不加瓦坛都得到好处。
That's because devotees are trying to share it with people in the country.
因为奉献者他们努力的都是为了别人的好处才分享。
So today is Christmas, and you know we don't know that much about Lord Jesus Christ, most of us.
今天是圣诞节，但我们大部分人对于主耶稣基督了解甚少。
And most so-called Christians, they don't know very much either.
而大部分所谓的基督徒他们也所知甚少。
Something like so many Hindus, they don't know anything about the Bhagavad Gita.
就像所谓的很多的印度教徒他们对于不加梵歌也所知甚少。
So many people say they're Buddhists, but they don't know anything the Buddha taught.
还有很多人他们自称是佛教徒，但他们对于佛陀的教导所知甚少。
Jesus was teaching Bhakti Yoga.
耶稣基督他教导的是 Bhakti Yoga, 奉爱瑜伽。
There's different commandments in the Bible, 10 commandments. His disciples said, what's the most important one?
在圣经当中有十诫，那么他的门徒就问哪一个最重要？
He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
耶稣基督说去爱神，用你全部的灵魂，用你全用全心全意，用你的去爱神。
Well, that's bhakti, of course. That's what we're trying to, you know, love of God.
这就是 bhakti, 奉爱。
Bhaktya mama vijanati, only by devotional, loving devotional service, bhakti, can you know me? That's the most important.
只有通过怀着爱的奉献服务才能了解我。
And the second is to love your neighbor just like you love yourself.
第二条戒律就是你要像爱你自己那样去爱你的邻居。
Everything is on these two things, so that means your neighbor is everybody, you know. But it doesn't mean just your Christian neighbors or your Buddhist neighbors or your Muslim neighbors. It means everybody.
这个邻居实际上就是每一个人，并不指的就是你的基督教邻居，或者你的佛教徒邻居，或者是你的伊斯兰教徒邻居。
And he said, whoever wants to be first must be the slave of everyone.
那么据说呢，谁想当头号人物，他必须要成为每一个人的仆人。
Everyone has to be a servant.
每个人都是仆人。
He says, for I did not come to be served, but I came to serve everybody.
他说我来这里不是为了受到别人的服务，而是去服务每一个人。
Ultimately give his life. So Prabhupada said we see Jesus as a Shakti Vaishnavatar. Sometimes we meetfanatic types of Christians. I'm a Christian, I don't want to hear anything else, but it's because they don't really know the teachings.
帕帕说耶稣基督是 Shakti Vishavatar， 是被灌注能量的化身。就有的基督徒他们特别狂热，他们就说哎呀，我别的都不想听。
So we're trying to develop this love for Krishna, and that's why we have guidance, Bhakti Yoga.
我们希望能够爱神，所以我们有 Bhakti Yoga 风爱瑜伽的指导。
That we practice serving Krishna.
我们在努力去践行服务 Krishna。
But we need to, you know, like Patram Pushpam Talam Joyam, Yome Bhakta Prayachati. That the secret is not exactly what we offer to Krishna.
So, 不像梵歌的这个世界，就无论你吃什么，供不吃什么事，你都献给我。那关键不是你供奉什么，而是
Bhakti, when it's full of bhakti.
关键是 bhakti， 你要充满的风爱。
When offered with love，
一个人应该怀着爱去供奉。
And another thing, Jesus said, sometimes people criticized him because he was always with low class people.
有时候耶稣基督受到世人的批评，因为他总是向那些低阶层的人去传。
He said, the healthy people don't need a doctor.
他说那健康
sinful people.
据说那个健康的人他们不需要医生，所以耶稣基督来是为了帮助那些罪人。
And that's, you know, that's our movement. We're going out to, we're not trying to change people from one religion to another. We're looking for people who have no religion and teach them.
我们也是如此，我们并不是说去劝导一个人从一个宗教转向另一个宗教，我们是去教导那些根本就没有信仰的人。
Because if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give everything to the poor.
他说如果你想变得完美，你就变卖你的所有的财产去救济那些穷人。
That's a famous story.
有一个著名故事。
One rich man came and asked him, please, how can I go to heaven?
有一个富人就来问他，请你告诉我怎么上天堂啊。
So he said that you go and sell everything, give it all away to the poor, and then come and join us, just the, you know, in our group.
耶稣基督说那你去吧，你把你所有的财产都变卖了，然后你去去都分发给那些穷人，然后你来加入我们的团体。
So the man said, no, there must be some easier way because I work so hard to get all this money.
这个富人说一定会有一定有一个简而易行的方法，因为我这辛辛苦苦才挣得所有这些钱财啊。
And Jesus said,It's easier for a camel to go through the needle hole than for the rich man to go to heaven.
耶稣基督就说了，让一个骆驼钻一个针眼儿，要比一个富人上天堂容易得多呀。
In other words, you can't take it with you.
那意思就是你不能把这些财富带走。
You know, someone maybe if they're very rich and they have not a whatever, and that's all they can think about. They can't go to the kingdom of God because you can't take those things with you. You have to know this, nothing is mine. Everything belongs to Krishna.
一个富人他是很难，对一个富人来说是非常困难的事情。因为他是不能把所有这些钱财都带走的，他可能满脑子都装的都是钱。
Like Yudhishthira, he had opulence that bewildered even the demigods.
但是要知道，所有这些财富都是属于神的。就像 Yudhishthira， 他比所有半神的财富还要多。
But he didn't think it's mine. He didn't try to enjoy anything left on the ground and.Cowburn and was busy feeding thousands of Brahmins every day.
Yudhisthira Maharaj,
he cared about Krishna.
他就躺在地上，然后每天给上千位婆罗门布施，然后他跟他们别人讲 Krishna。
Anyway, Buddha, he was a big king. He was a prince. He would have been the king. And he left everything. He had a beautiful wife, loving parents, and everything. A new baby, I think. And he just left everything.
而佛陀他。
For the sake of helping others.
佛祖为了帮助其他人，他放弃了他的王子身份，他有一个慈爱的父母，还有美丽的娇妻，还有刚新生的儿子。
And here's something else he told his followers. Jesus said, love one another, just like I love you. You must love each other.
耶稣基督就告诉世人，你们要彼此互爱护彼此，就像我爱你们一样。
So that's like what Prabhupada said. Your love for me will be tested by how much you can cooperate together after he's gone.
这就像圣帕帕的本人所说的，你们对于我的爱，就会在你们是多么爱彼此这件事当中得到考验。
One devotee, he had some very strong attachment to Prabhupada, but he couldn't get along with anybody.
有一个奉献者，他特别依附帕帕的，但是他跟别人都相处不好。
And he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I love you, but I don't like the devotees. Prabhupada cried. He said, you have to love everybody.
这个奉献者就过来跟帕帕说，帕帕，我特别爱您，可是我不喜欢别人。帕帕就流泪了，他说你必须要爱别的人。
Another time there was a couple of sannyasis and they were criticizing one household or temple president.
有几个 sannyasi 他们就批评那些庙长居士。
And of course there's much more to the story, but anyway they went all the way to India to tell Prabhupada about to criticize his household.
这些 sannyasi 他们去印度之后呢，就当着帕对着帕帕德的批评那些居士庙长。
And Prabhupada said, "You came all the way just to criticize your godhead. Go back."
帕帕说，你们跑那么大老远来，就是为了批评你们神兄弟，快回去，回你们那地方去。
The same things are coming from. Now we have so-called Christian preachers. They're preaching in the name of Jesus, we'll make you rich. Or in the name of Buddha, we'll make you rich.
现在那些基督狂热的基督徒，他们传教说，你们念基督的名字，你们念佛祖的名字，然后你就能发财致富。
But because people are not educated, nobody's teaching them the truth. They get bewildered and cheated by this.
因为他们所那些那些普通民众，他没有受过教育，他们听了这些话就被欺骗了。
Because being rich doesn't necessarily make someone happy.
因为变得富有并不能使一个人一定变得快乐。
That's according to someone's karma, but someone can be very rich, but if he understands it really belongs to Krishna, it's not mine, then he's renounced.
这富有的问题是关乎一个人的业报。如果一个人他很有钱，然后他认为这一切都不属于我，他都是 Krishna, 那么他本身就是个弃绝者。
Someone can be very, very poor, but they're very attached to whatever they have.
而有的人可能是非常的贫穷，但这些穷人他们可能很依附自己的那一点点财富。
So anyway, that Christmas is supposed to be a time to remember Krishna, or remember Jesus.
那么这个圣诞节它是应该是一个纪念耶稣基督的日子。
And just like Janmashtami, we should remember Krishna. We should be hearing the pastimes of Krishna, doing dramas of Krishna, going out and telling everybody about Krishna, or offering more and more nice things to Krishna.
就像 Janmashtami, Krishna 显现日，我们谈论 Krishna 的话题，然后我们不，我们做很多的供奉给 Krishna 很多的食物。
When the spiritual master's, appearance day or disappearance day, is really remember the qualities of the spiritual master and how can we be better servants.
那像灵性导师的显现日和隐居日，我们就会铭记的灵性导师的品质，心里想怎么能成为更好的灵性导师仆人。
So that's why Krishna has given us so many books, so many acharyas have come, so many devotees now are traveling all over the world and trying to teach about Krishna.
所以 Krishna 给了我们书籍，有那么多 acharya 降临于世，然后有这么多奉献者在全世界传教。
So, especially Bhagavad Gita, everything is there.
尤其《不下梵歌》这本书，它已经就讲了所有的事情。
And if we keep reading it, we'll understand everything.
我们反复的阅读就能了解。
And we have to be servants.
我们想要做仆人了。
This is a full quote. Whoever wants to be a leader must be the servant.
有一句谚语，谁想当领袖的话，他必须首先做一个仆人。
The Prabhupada said like that, the service attitude is everything. That creates latitude and that creates humility. And that's what's pleasing to Krishna and attracts his blessings.When we just have an attitude, I just want to serve.
Papa 也说过，这个态度是第一位的。一个人应该是怀着谦卑的态度，他应该有感恩之情，他作为一个仆人。
So Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God. Don't worry about, your kingdom in this world."
那耶稣基督也说过，首先去。探寻神的王国，而不要去理睬这个地上的王国。
That's what we say also. What is our ultimate goal? Is Krishna.
终极的目标是 Krishna.
And everything else we do, it should be that stepping stones or something to help us get to Krishna.
我们做的任何一件别的事情，都只是为了帮助我们达到 Krishna 的踏脚石。
There's a lot of good advice there, and we can find the same thing from our gurus and from all the examples, because they're all coming from Krishna.
我们可以从我们的 guru 的榜样当中学习到很多，因为他们都是从 Krishna 那儿来的。
Okay, so do we have any questions built up? Because I didn't take questions the last couple of weeks.
我们有没有就是问题？因为前两周陈子都一直也没有回答问题。
Not a really good one. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled.
那些崇高的人，那些想出人头地人，他们一定会被得到教训，变得卑微起来。
And those who humble themselves will be exalted.
而那些卑微的、谦卑的人，他们一定会被提到崇高的地位上。
I was just listening to Badri Narayan Prabhu. He was telling about the first time he went to a class at Prabhupada.
而巴珍纳瑞安帕普他讲到了他第一次去听帕帕讲课的故事。
And so he didn't bow down.、
他当时没有顶拜。
When I first went to the temple, I was like that also. I thought, yeah, they can bow down, but I have my own way. I don't have to.、
我第一次去庙的时候也像他。
Of course, it wasn't in front of Prabhupada.
我第一次去庙的时候也，我当时也是，我心里想，他们别人让他们别人都去顶拜吧，我不顶拜。当然，我没有对帕帕德不是这样的。
But in the middle of the class, Prabhupada said, "You don't have to bow down."
在讲课的一半的时候，帕帕说你用不着顶拜。
That's all right.
没关系。
It's okay if you don't bow down.It's your choice.
你可以有这种选择权。
And if you don't voluntarily bow down now, death will come and push you down.
如果你现在不自心甘情愿的顶拜，那么到时候死亡就会强迫你顶拜。
So we understood then, Prabhupada, he always, everything he said, like,Everybody understood it was just for them.
但帕帕德他的到来，他讲述的这些话语，让每个人都明白，这都是为了他们的好，在讲述。
But we want to bow down with all the eight angas, and the last one is the mind, not just the body, but the mind.
我们顶拜的时候，我们是。用八支顶拜，而不光是指心意，用心意顶拜。
Okay, so questions coming?
有问题吗？
暂时还没有。
For time being, no.
So it always takes a few minutes.
马尔说我们一般都会等几分钟的时间。
我看现场好像有奉献者，现场的奉献者有问题吗？
Are there any devotees listening your class? Do they have any questions?
I don't know. The people on Facebook never write in questions. I don't know why. How about the devotees who are sitting here?
Sometimes we see devotees, you know, bickering, arguing, and not cooperating. You know,
so. Not sometimes. So much of the time.
What's your advice to improve the condition of society and the people?
Yeah. Mark your turn. And also, you know.
Did you hear the question?
Yes.
Sometimes you see, we get that question quite often from the Chinese.
这个问帕布问的问题就是说，马拉什啊，奉献者有时候他们争吵，意见不合。马拉什说，不是有时候，是总是争吵，总是意见不合。然后那个奉献者问，有什么解决方法吗？马拉什说，就 kirtan。
That's because of false ego and you know not being in a real service attitude.
这个争吵都是由于假自我而没有一种服务的心态。
So like people, a lot of devotees, you know, maybe their whole life they had to do whatever somebody else told them. No freedom.
有的奉献者他们一辈子呢，他们都是在那里做，按照别人的话在那里去做，而没有什么自由的去做。
So when they get in amongst devotees, sometimes there's not such a heavy structure and pressure.
and sometimes it explodes. But there's other reasons. The main reason is, Paul Siegel, that we just don't understand that, you know, Krishna's in control.
争吵的最主要的原因就是我们不明白 Krishna 在那里是控制着人。
So Prabhupada, but you know, we have to get purified, so the purification is more and more kirtan. Also leaders being very tolerant and loving and considerate of the different problems that devotees have. Not only physical sickness, but mental sickness also can be dealt with.
那么除了多的更多 kirtan 之外，这些领导领袖他们必须更加体谅别人，比较更关怀别的奉献者，不光是在身体的层面上关怀，要在心理的层面上关怀别人的健康与否。
So that, you know, Prabhupada, I remember one time I was in one temple and I was a leader of one party and the temple president, there was a lot of conflict.
我记得就当时我在一个庙里头，然后我是领导，然后Sarmar,you are the leader and the other...
Yeah, we had a visiting party living in the temple. It's a very big party of book distributors.
然后呢来了一群就是特别了不起的那些派书奉献者。
Tripurari. So...The temple president was writing to Prabhupada trying to find some.
庙长就给那个帕瓦写信了。
So, when Prabhupada finally said, you're all intelligent, if you can't work it out, just sit down and chant. Don't discuss it anymore. Just sit down and chant together until you realize, you know, that you don't have, that,These arguments are just foolish. We should be working together.
帕瓦说如果你们实在没招的话你就坐下来一起念诵你们不要再喋喋不休地谈论这件事情你们都是聪明人你们都是聪明人像这些问题都是很愚蠢的。
All right, so...You know, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Vikalam. Kali Yuga is an ocean of fault. And Kali means quarrel.
Kali 年代是个错误的海洋。Kali 这个梵文词的意思就是争吵。
But, there's one great quality of Kali.
Kali, 但是 Kali 年代有一个好的品质。
Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhaje. That simply by the kirtan of Krishna, you can get the perfect liberation, the topmost.
仅仅是通过 kirtan, 对 Krishna kirtan 就能达到最一流的结果。
Okay, and we have to be forgiving.That is the quality of a Brahman.
我们还要宽恕，就是婆罗门的品质。
Titikshiva Karunika, the devotee has to be, the devotee is a real devotee, automatically tolerant. Titikshiva.
一个真正的
Karunika means merciful.
Titiksha
in Sanskrit means tolerance.
Titiksha, 这个梵文词就是容忍。
To forgive the minor offenses of others.
是宽
not expecting that everybody will always act exactly the way I like.
不要指望别人都是按 如你所愿的去满足你的愿望，像你想的那样。
Everyone will always agree with me, and if they don't agree with me, then, you know, get out.
所有人必须得同意我的意见。
All individuals. That's in details. You know, somebody says, well, Krishna is not God, and there's no reason to chant, and, you know, it's okay to eat meat or something, then that's different. I don't think we find people like that.
而不是那些最原则性的问题，比如说 Krishna 是不是神啊，是不是该不该吃肉之类问题，那些小的应该容忍宽恕。
All right.
Achintya Sakti. Mara, here is a question. 最近与很多佛教人士接触，感觉与他们交流其他。与他们交流其他神很难，如何才能把 Krishna 分享给他们？Recently I have many contact with Buddhist. Yeah, I feel it's very difficult to communicate with them. How can I share Krishna with them?
First place, you don't try to share Krishna right off.
首先不要去分享 Krishna.
Prabhupada said we have to go in like a needle, come out like a flower.
帕帕说我们应该就像针一样，我们进去的时候像针，出来的时候应该像一把梨。
We try to go in like a bulldozer or something.
我们跟他们教刚开始教的时候，就像一个佛教徒那样的。
So we had to talk about the things that we agree about without talking about God or Krishna.
我们跟他们交流的时候，应该去交流他们一致同意的，而不要一上来就讲神呐 Krishna.
Compassion is supposed to be, you know, lust, anger, and greed, the enemies of the mind. I know I talk to Christians and Buddhists, everybody will agree with that. So you make friends with them.
那首先跟他们交朋友，我以前也跟佛教，我跟佛教徒、基督徒都谈过，就像宽容啊，贪嗔痴啊，控制这些贪嗔痴，他们都同意。
If they're real Buddhists, then, you know, they're vegetarian, and, you know, many things are, you know, common.
如果他们是真正的佛教徒的话，他们一定是素食者，所以这一点是我们共同的地方。
Same thing with Christians.
基督徒也一样。
One time I met one very fanatic Christian guy.
我曾经遇到过一个特别狂热的。
But this guy was, this is in America, but he was intelligent. So, you know, he said something, oh, Hare Krishna, and he's going to, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And before he could talk, I just told him, oh, Jesus is really great, and Jesus taught this and that, and he got totally bewildered.
然后呢，我跟他们就说啊，耶稣基督特别伟大。然后他们听我这么一说，反而感到非常困惑了。
So、the next day I met him again.
第二天我又跟他们见面了。
He said, "Hey, Hare Krishna."
然后他们跟我见到我就说 ，"Hey, Hare Krishna, 请进。
You're different," he said. "Most Hare Krishnas run away when they see me."
他们说，你不一样。大部分 Hare Krishna 的，他们一见到我就跑了。
He said, "You Hare Krishnas, you don't have sex, right? That's really good." So he went and looked up about to find out about Hare Krishna. Found something good about Hare Krishna.
他就说，哎呀，你们这些哈尔克什纳，你们没有什么你们不过不性生活是吧？然后他是这一点非常好，然后他就去查了很多相关的资料。
So the Buddhist basically there's no God, there's no, you know, so much, but they have this behavior and they're more or less the same. You know, it's supposed to be compassion and kindness and charity and all these things. So we talk about those things, they will agree with us and then eventually maybe you can introduce Krishna.
像佛教跟佛教就可以谈怜悯布施，这些他们都是认同的。
Like in the first five chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't mention himself so much.
佛教梵歌头五章 Krishna 根本
karma, you know, many many things that he doesn't start talking about himself very much till the seventh chapter and then the ninth chapter.
Krishna 在头五章根本就没有提到他自己，就是一些 karma, 就是业余家之类的，然后第七章第九章也没有说很多。
So like when I teach at the yoga places, you start usually with Yama Niyama, because nobody can disagree with those things. You know, those are just basic good human behavior, but most people don't do it, but they know that it's proper.
我去瑜伽馆，我去讲课的时候呢，他们对于亚玛尼亚玛，他们都很赞同，因为这些都是一些共同的人类准则。
And forgiveness and tolerance and those things. These are important qualities.Their spiritual qualities, so those things we can talk about and make friends with people.
我们通过谈宽恕、容忍这些灵性品质，就能跟他们交朋友。
All right, Jinja.
这样回答，可以吗 ？Another question.
Can't just try to teach a guru right away until someone becomes a disciple first. We want to make friends first. Okay? That goes for everybody. Whoever we meet.
就是不管遇到谁都可以这样来对待他们。Another question?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. 一位新奉献者面对自己家人的时候总是控制不住心意，容易愤怒，知道自己做的不对，每次犯错后都哭着向 Krishna 忏悔并祈祷，可是没过几天又再次犯错，如何改变这种内心的软弱，改变这种现状呢？A newfie devotees, when he met in front of the family members cannot control his or her mind, easy to become angry, And the devotee know this is not right. And every time they will cry to Krishna and feel very regretful. But after some times, will make the mistake again. How can the devotee correct the weakness of the heart?
One thing is not try to preach too much to your family members so that they argue with you.
Yes, Mara?
Be friendly to your family members. Don't try to, you know, go in and tell them, teach them everything. Yeah.
So, 这个奉献者不应该跟他自己家人传教过多。
But we, you know, that's like, if we have a job or something too, we can't just start getting angry because people talk all nonsense and stuff. If the family members, we're more attached or something, and like everything, we have to control our senses.
因为我们对于家人的话都有一种依附心，所以就很容易发怒。那么就不像我们在工作单位， 我们就不容易发怒，所以我们需要控制自己的感官。
And try to be friendly with people.
要与人友善，与人为善。
Then they like you, they think you're a nice person, then you can talk about Krishna a little bit, and they don't mind.
他们喜欢你了，就觉得你是一个很好的人了，然后这时候你就可以跟他们来讲。
Like we heard about one time, Prabhupada in England, they brought one famous race car driver to meet Prabhupada.
有一次呢，在英格兰。他们就带了一个very famous pardon?
Race car driver.
Race car. Oh, okay. Okay, okay. 他们就带了一个赛车手去见帕帕德。
He was very famous in the world, like number one or something.
就比如世界就是世界冠军。
And,He, you know, he was talking about race cars and things, and Prabhupada was just, you know, asking, listening to him, and just talking like that, casually.
然后那个是赛车手就在那里谈论的那个赛事，然后帕帕德就是跟他就在那里呢，很随意的在那里闲聊。
Maybe Prabhupada even asked him. Then, at one point, this man said, "Well, you know, it's very dangerous, and you know, we could."Get killed any minute.
然后那个这时候呢，这个赛车手就提到了说，这个赛车是特别危险的，因为这个任何一秒钟呢，你可能出事意外事故而死亡。
And then Prabhupada immediately started preaching. Yes, death is, and he took over the conversation.
这时候帕帕德就马上接过话题，就说是啊，就是这样，然后就开始接过话题了。
Okay, so this, you know, these tactics are there.
所以就这样的。
Otherwise, if the devotee is going to visit his family and he does have trouble, better to take one senior devotee with him that's not attached to that particular family. And you know, take care of them.
那么这个新奉献者呢，因为他对家人有依附之心，容易发火。那么这种情况下，他最好带一个年长奉献者跟他一起去来处理跟家人的交往，而这个年长奉献者肯定不会依附他的这个新奉献的家人。这个年长奉献者肯定就容易容忍了。
That's one of the first things in Bhagavad Gita.
是婆伽梵歌第一个教导。
Shitoshna Sukadukada.
Shitoshna
Sukadukada. Heat, cold, happiness, distress. These things are just mental, but you have to tolerate. Better to tolerate. Comes to Chikshwa Shubhara. Better to tolerate.Don't get bewildered by changes.
像冷热、容忍啊，都属于那个感官的感知范畴。一个人应该怎么学会去容忍
？All right.
这样可以回吗？回答。
One more.
还可以再提一个问题。
Yeah, more. It's getting late for me. Donna Kaley couldn't translate today.
Sati.
Yeah, I heard somebody said they lost.
我不知道
Donna Kaley.
那个 Donna Kaley 感冒了，我不知道周五早上可不可以。如果他不可以的话，您可以吗？
可以。
好。
I hope she finds it.
所以你告诉郭如果。
Remember.
yes, Mara, I can translate on Friday morning.
Okay.
Another question. Mara, can you answer?
Yes, I don't know.
幸运星 Hare Krishna, 感谢 Gurudev 讲课，顶拜您莲花组。如果家人、丈夫不修习 Krishna 之觉，家里做的职业作为一个妻子也无法改变的时光，我们可以先祈祷吗？Hare Krishna, Thank you, Gurudev, for your lecture. Obeisance to lotus feet. If my husband doesn't practice Krishna consciousness, and as a wife, I cannot change the situation. Can we first pray? Pray.
Yeah, prayer is very powerful. Best thing.
是的，祈祷是非常有力量的，最好的了。
Like the wives of Kaliya, they were always praying and telling him he should surrender to Krishna, but he didn't want to.
就像卡利亚蛇的丈夫，卡利亚蛇的妻子们，他们，就祈祷。
And finally, you know, he realized, and you know, and the material energy, and then the wives were praying to Krishna, and he surrendered.
那一开始他们卡利亚舍的妻子总是劝他，他不听。后来最后呢，卡利亚舍受到惩罚之后呢，那卡利亚舍的妻子替他祈祷之后，然后他被原谅了之后，卡利亚舍他臣服了。
So we should be praying. Krishna help people in the heart. Krishna can do that.
所以我们可以祈祷 ，Krishna 就在我们内心，他可以帮助我们。
And be a good friend.
做一个好朋友。
Be very well behaved, and then people will see your good qualities and become attracted to follow whatever you're doing.
那么做一个好榜样，然后当人们看到你的改变，然后看到你的好的品质，他们受到吸引，就会努力的追随你的榜样。
OK，
好，
谢谢。
OK，Thank you.
See you now, just a minute. I don't practice it, unfortunately. It's All glory. So, So, you wrong, you doing to be a function.
So, you are going to be
a function. You are going to be a function. It's a little bit tough. Much easier in Japanese. That's the last of it. And again, Shinshin, you can call me. Much easier. So, yao, u, rong, yao, go, yu, ju, ui, hong, shan, ju. But they would, you can get it blasted right now. Okay, she, she. Arriba. Satsuki just came on, so they missed.
好，那晚坤的知音服务员聆听今天晚上。的讲课就到这里，我们非常感谢卡桑斯阿米，我们讲，给我们带来精彩讲课，也感谢我们这些好的问题。那我们下周同一时间再见呀，我们星期五早上也可以再次聆听的讲课。Hare Krishna。
Okay. See you Friday.
Okay. See you Friday, Maharaj.